Dan Bartlett serves President George W. Bush as counselor to the president. He joins us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Dan, how you been?
I'm great. Always an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you on our program and talk about the many challenges that, we're all facing as Americans. It just seems to me that the president hit it on all cylinders today and got back to sort of a message to the American people about, like I said, right versus wrong versus right versus left.
Well, Mike, it is kind of frustrating in the type of climate we live in today, and all the politics that swirls around Washington, that sometimes that gets confused. And this is an issue in which there is clarity. There is a very defined enemy that is ruthless, that is despicable, that is willing to take innocent men, women, and children, both Iraqis as well as Americans, and we have to stand up to them. I think the anxiety that we see in America is real. I think it's one that is understandable because of the type of enemy we're facing, and what they want to hear and what the president articulated today is that not only do we have the guts to stand up to them, we have a plan to beat them.
Yeah, because unfortunately, some Americans seem to want to equate anxiety with failure. We have to cut and run. We've got to give up. We've got to say these guys are too tough on us.
I'm glad you raised that point, because I think that is a very there's been a lot of wrong conclusions drawn by a lot of the major media from the polls. People are anxious, and people are obviously not going to be satisfied when Americans soldiers are losing their lives, but they don't want to cut and run. They understand that we need to win. Vast majorities of the American people realize the stakes in there, and while they may be frustrated by what they can't see as progress, and progress is being made, but it is hard to see through the car bombs and other spectacular attacks, which is really the only weapon that the terrorists have. But they understand the stakes. Our military understands the stakes. And it's critical that we win, and as the president articulated today, we have a strategy. It can be read by every American at whitehouse.gov. We encourage people to look at it and to listen to what the president said, because the stakes couldn't be higher.
Let's talk a little bit about that strategy. Again, a big debate about when to leave Iraq. When are we going to pull out? People are talking about, withdrawing with conditional, a conditional
right.
Withdrawing. Can you kind of spell that out in layman's terms for us, Dan, in terms of what the real strategy is, in terms of any kind of a possible timetable?
Well, the strategy is one that takes a look at our enemy, understands the components of the enemy, and then has a fighting force and a capability to defeat it. And what the president articulated today is that the enemy is made up of different elements. Zarqawi, the top al-Qaeda lieutenant in Iraq, and his terrorist followers, many of them from other countries coming in, are the hardest core, the most difficult, and most responsible for the biggest acts of violence. And they are really the core priority of U.S. coalition forces, our special forces operations, who are going hunting them down on a day-to-day basis. There are other elements of the enemy that are kind of the loyal Saddam followers who lived under the privilege of his dictatorship. They're not going to be won over either, and that's going to be critical for coalition forces, along with Iraqi security forces, to defeat them. Now, there's this other aspect of the Sunni population that is kind of fence-sitting, and they're the ones who are kind of allowing things to happen in their backyard, not quite sure of whether they're going to be invested in the future of Iraq, and they're kind of sitting on that fence. And it's going to be critical that the Iraqi security forces and the Iraqi political leadership win them over. And that's starting to happen slowly but surely. So we have a front that is focused on all elements of this enemy. And as we build up those Iraqi security forces, that will relieve pressure from our posture, our force posture on the ground, which means in the coming months and years that we will be able to decrease the overall number of our troops, but not lose any of our capability, because we will have an increased number of Iraqi troops that are filling those roles for us while we go after the Zarqawis of the world. So we're in a significant transition is going to take place in the coming months, and that's why the president's talked about it. But we can't say to the world and say to the enemy, on February 1st, we're going to pull half our troops. On June 1st, we're going to pull the rest of them, or this or that, because then you're telling the enemy that's our priority. And that's not our priority. Our priority is to win. Right. And if we continue on the progress we're making as far as training security forces, we will be able to take pressure off our troops, but it's going to be based on what happens on the ground.
My frustration is so profound because the president told us as this war began, victory is going to take time. This is not an easy process. Now, we have a strategy. We have a country that's overcoming decades of a vicious tyranny. So much has already been accomplished in such a short period of time, but as you said, that message is not often reported in the mainstream press.
Well, that's probably been the hardest part about this, and I think it demonstrates the sophistication of our enemy, because the enemy knows how it works. They know how mass communications works, and they know that a compassionate country like ours grieves any time they see a loss of life. And what has happened is that has been the only picture that has been shown to the American people. And it's I'm not saying it's not newsworthy. It's always newsworthy when there's a loss of life. But it's not the only thing that's happening in that country. And that's why it's interesting anytime you hear from somebody who comes back from that country, particularly our military, they paint a very different picture of what's going on in that country. Because I think what people fear here in America is that maybe the Iraqis themselves don't have any skin in the game, that they don't really care about what's going on there. They just want us to leave.
Right.
When in fact, in a country of 28 million Iraqis, that's far from the reality on the ground. Millions upon millions of them want us there. They want to live in a free country, and it's only a handful, relatively speaking, out of the 28 million that are causing all the problems.
Well, I love the fact that the president continues the theme that failure is not an option for us. When the war began, remember the mantra, you're either with us or with the terrorists?
Yep.
It feels like that message, that concise picture of clarity, has been a little bit lost in the translation. I mean, I don't see any downside to the president continuing that theme, because this is right versus wrong. This is good versus evil. And I think the president has the guts to continue to tell that to the American people.
Well, that's an interesting point, and it's one that has kind of gotten lost. And the fact of the matter is that just because the politics in Washington are what they may be, if you didn't agree with the president's original decision, that's one thing. But everyone can understand and appreciate the stakes now. And anybody can understand that when you have the top al-Qaeda leader under bin Laden's al-Zawahiri sending messages to Zarqawi, the top lieutenant of Iraq, saying, this is the battle in our world war, that we should all understand the stakes, and victory can only be our objective, because anything less will put our country and other countries at risk.
We have to stay committed and have to stay the course, and I just am grateful that we have a president who seems determined not to fail and to continue this effort. Dan Bartlett, counselor to the president, thanks for continuing to fight the good fight. We continue to support you guys, and we know it's never easy, but one day victory is going to be had.
We appreciate your support and the job that you do in educating the American people.
We're doing what we can. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
Have a great holiday season. Dan Bartlett, counselor to the president, joining us.